Joining us on the program this morning is Nancy Bach, Senior Vice President of Consumer Education at the American Cleaning Institute. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And can you tell us, first of all, what is the American Cleaning Institute and what do they do?
Yes, the American Cleaning Institute is a nonprofit trade association. We're located in Washington, D.C., and we've been around for 90 years. We're actually celebrating our 90th anniversary. And so we represent the manufacturers of cleaning products, and I think I have the best job in the world because my job for the American Cleaning Institute is to educate parents. And so we have a lot of work ahead of us, a lot of work to do. We always have. But it's exciting times in the world of consumer education.
Well, and there's always ever-changing products, so there's, I'm sure, new things that you need to educate families about through as new products come out, because new dangers or new circumstances, let's say, arise with new products. Isn't that the case?
You are so right. How many of us have gone to the grocery store, our favorite store recently, and we see new products, new and improved. Products are changing like everything else, and that's the way of the world. Cars are changing, phones are changing, everything's changing. And so because there's so much in the world of information, our job is to be sure that we help consumers understand what's happening in the aisle of the stores related to cleaning products. In particular, hopefully we can talk a little bit today about laundry packets, which is a new introduction in the last several years that consumers are loving. Parents are loving liquid laundry packets for their convenience. But it's a new product, and we got to raise that level of awareness of safe storage and safe use so we can keep those young children and babies and toddlers safe in home.
Right, and those laundry packets, which they also do dish packets as well, are brightly colored. They're fun looking as far as from a toddler's perspective, per se, that you would see these brightly colored packets wrapped in plastic, it appears, and they look like a piece of candy. So
right.
I imagine that the major danger is keeping it out of reach of little ones who are not going to understand what it is that they're grabbing and putting in their mouth.
You nailed it. That's exactly right. Liquid laundry packets, just like other items in the home that are colorful and shiny and squishy and items that children just automatically are curious about. These are the kinds of things that we need to keep up and out of reach of children. And so we would like to see a home where children never even have the opportunity to get close to or see a laundry packet. And that's why we're here today to talk about prevention, talk about ways we can help parents store these products appropriately, and with a very, 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 very sympathetic nod to the fact that parents are so overwhelmed. I mean, let's face it. The world is a busy place to work and raise a family and keep a home going and do our fun activities and Facebook, all the kinds of things we're trying to cram into a day. So we like to think that the best thing parents can do is get down on the floor and look at the world through their children's eyes. Mm. And I think people that haven't done that before may be a bit surprised, because we then see that the plants are close by, the dog food is close by, our purses that contain a number of items we don't want to end up in children's mouths, all of those things are accessible. And when it comes to laundry packets, when we come home from the store, we need to train ourselves for all cleaning products. Let's just take those out of the bag and put them away immediately. And certainly that includes laundry packets. If folks are doing laundry at a laundromat, we say be very, very careful about when you prepare for the trip to the laundromat. Don't get the dirty clothes in the laundry basket and throw the laundry packets into the basket next to the front door if you have young children. Think in terms of access. And our job is to help prevent these accidents from happening with good education, like we're doing today with you.
Mm-hmm. That is really good advice on, you know, don't grab those things until the last minute, until you're walking out the door and maybe putting them in your trunk, not in the back seat with your kid on the way to the laundromat, right. Would also probably be something that would be recommended.
Exactly.
It really is a lot of things that you just don't think about unless you're faced with that, and you definitely don't want to be faced with, I didn't think about that in time. That's really important, and one of the reasons why I definitely wanted to, you know, get you on it and let people know about this today. Now, there's a website that the American Cleaning Institute has. What kind of resources are available on your website?
Probably more than anybody cares to take a look at, to be honest with you, Malia. We have child activity sheets, coloring sheets, we have posters, we have videos. That website, cleaninginstitute.org, is chock full of information for parents. And we have information related to all products, including liquid laundry packets. Again, we think that education is the key to preventing incidents from happening, and that's why we like to send people to our website. We like to talk to folks like you today just so we can get laundry safety on the radar screen of busy parents. We think that, again, education is key to the prevention of these accidents, and taking stock of potential dangers in the home is a good step forward, but the most important thing that people will find on our website, which, by the way, is science-based, accurate information. It's not written from opinion. I mean, we do a lot of consumer research, both at the ACI and within the industry, to be sure that the information we're sharing is right. Mm-hmm. The most important thing folks can do is store these liquid laundry packets up and out of reach of young children in cabinets. And if you can lock them up, if you can use the safety latches, all the better. But we don't want children to have access to these packets. They're chemicals, and they need to be put up and away. And that is the surefire way to prevent an accident from happening.
I think that's all wonderful information. And anything else you want to add? Any last thoughts that you want to put out there for our listeners?
Yeah, one of our recent surveys very quickly told us that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in reach. And again, that drives us to the tip. We want to get 100% of the parents that are listening to think about laundry packets maybe a little differently and be sure that if they have them in their home, they are storing them up and out of reach of children.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nancy, for taking the time to talk to us. And I'll definitely share that website, cleaninginstitute.org. And I want to stress the .org, meaning that you are definitely a nonprofit. You're not working directly for any one company, but that you're just here to educate folks and let them know the safest way to deal with their cleaning products and to keep their kids safe. So thank you so much once again for talking with us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.